In my last podcast, I spoke with Kelly, a college student, about her decision-making process when it came to flying. And while Kelly had both the option to fly or to drive to her destination, there are many men and women who work in the business world and other jobs that require monthly, weekly, or even daily travel to domestic destinations as well as abroad. Now I'd like to talk with my father, Paul Roseman, and hear his thoughts on airport security from his unique perspective as a frequent flyer.
I'm Paul Roseman, and I am a small business owner located in Atlanta, Georgia.
When did it become necessary for you to start traveling often for your work?
About 15 years ago.
What company was that for?
I traveled a lot in the mid-90s for AT&T Wireless.
And how often did AT&T have you traveling, like weekly or monthly?
More like monthly.
Okay.
Between Florida and Atlanta.
And what were the security measures in place like when you were traveling then before 9/11?
They were actually minimal. I kind of remember going through a metal detector, I think, prior to 9/11, but that's about it. Baggage was scanned, but I don't think it was scanned with sophisticated scanners as it is today.
How often would you say that you travel for business now?
Probably once every 3 weeks.
And do you still fly to these places that you're traveling to?
Occasionally. Drive and fly.
So why is it that you've started driving to certain places instead of flying?
Well, if a destination is not too many miles away, I will drive because of the cost and hassle of going to the airport.
What are your thoughts on the security measures in place now post 9/11 compared to what it was like when you first started traveling frequently?
First, I'm glad that the security measures, heightened security measures, are in place. Second, I'm not sure if they'll improve them ongoing more and more and more. I hope so, but I'm all about the security of the airport.
Is there anything that you feel should be changed to make flying more efficient or enjoyable in regards to security?
No, I don't think so. You know, the inconvenience of heightened security is big. You do always see people that are flustered and upset because they had to go through security, and that always baffles me. But I know that people are in a hurry. But if you're in a hurry, you're in the airport, you're in the wrong place. Well, one thing that does bother me, actually, the use of cell phones when you take off and at the start of a flight, and iPods and computers and everything else, all electronics, seems silly that you can't use those while you're on the ground or as you first take off.
So what would be a piece of advice that you would give to passengers who you wouldn't consider as frequent flyers?
Any frequent flyer now knows this, but if you show up at the airport and you're impatient, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to get more and more upset. You absolutely have to be patient when you get to the airport because you can't change things.